I'm going to start recording. I'm just going to ask you to pronounce your name, please.
Yeah, that's Mark Pitok.
This is Katie Harth with Mission Network News, and today I've got Mark Pitok on the line with me from the Philippines. He's the public relations director of the work there. And Mark, we're going to be talking about the recent disasters in the Philippines and how they've been affecting Compassion's work. And first off, I'm going to ask if you've had any updates about the Taal volcano. Compassion's, has anyone been affected? Have you heard back from people yet?
Well, so far, upon checking, we don't have church partners located in the area of Taal. So we thank God that there were affected churches, but not part. They are not part of. They're not our partners. So, but since then, like for this afternoon, we started gathering some. How was I supposed to say this? Anyway, wait, hello?
You're still okay. So yeah, go ahead and feel free to start whenever you'd like.
Okay, upon checking in Connect, we don't have any church partners located in Batangas where the Taal volcano is located. But even though that there are no affected church partners there, Compassion is doing their efforts to gather funds for relief operation, which will be sent to our fellow men there in Batangas starting this Monday. In fact, this afternoon, we bought some items like diapers, clothes, towels, sanitary napkins, all those stuff that they need. We already bought it.
And I'm sorry, could you repeat where that stuff is going? I didn't catch. I know you don't have any in the affected Taal area, but you're sending relief supplies to where?
Well, that's the name of the place is Batangas. That's the province where Taal volcano is located.
Gotcha. Okay. Thank you. I'm not familiar with the names.
Okay,
Philippines are
okay.
A beautiful country, but there's so many islands and I don't know exactly where. You guys have experienced a number of typhoons lately, and those typhoons have affected some of Compassion's partners. Can you tell me about that and kind of the status of the relief efforts there?
Okay. To start off, on the first week of December, there was a typhoon named Tisoy. Based on the data that we gather from Connect, there are 7,364 beneficiaries that were affected by the said typhoon. Some of them were relocated, thank God they already returned to their houses. Electricity has been restored. It's just that there are some areas that were flooded. Their houses were ruined. And even their livelihood were devastated. But little by little, everything has been restored now. A week before Christmas, that's around December 22 and 23, there was another typhoon that hit the Philippines. Okay, the first week of December, it was in Bicol region. It's in the southern part of the Philippines. So December 23, the typhoon was named Ursula. So it hit Samar. Samar is located also in the Visayas, southern part of the Philippines. According to the data in Connect, there are 2,644 beneficiaries that were affected.
And as your church partners deliver these relief supplies and kind of walk alongside people who've been affected, how does that demonstrate Christ?
It was really tough in the first place because even some of our partnership facilitators, their houses were being ruined. But then, you know, it's because of the love for these children the love for these children that brought us to reach out for those children that we are taking care of. So in spite of their situations, they make an effort to conduct relief operations for these children who were affected by the typhoon.
And we're going to direct people to Compassion's Disaster Relief Fund if they want to give, but everyone can pray. So how would you ask people to pray for Compassion's staff there in the Philippines and the people they're helping?
I'm so sorry.
Sorry. We're going to direct people to Compassion's website if they want to give. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Everyone can pray. So how would you ask people to pray for Compassion staff there in the Philippines and the people they're helping?
Okay. First things first, these kids, number one is the livelihood of their parents. So it has been greatly affected due to flood. So since in the Visayas area where those typhoons happened, one of the sources of their livelihood is fishing and farming. But because of those typhoons, everything was ruined. So one of the things that we can pray for them is for their source of income, that it will be restored. The second, that also their houses will be restored again. Number one is for their livelihood, since it was been ruined because of the typhoon. So we pray for the family of these children that the livelihood of their parents, the source of their income, will be restored. Second, even their houses. Some of the kids were relocated to evacuation centers. We still receive some reports that the kids were staying in evacuation centers and even in their churches. So hopefully that, their houses will be rebuilt so that the children can go back to their houses. And not only the children, but also some churches. Some churches were greatly affected because of this typhoon. So some of them, the roof was removed. Even the pillars of the churches was been damaged. So those things.
Okay, great. That wraps up my questions. Was there anything I missed or anything else you'd like to add?
Oh, I guess that's all for now.
We hit record, so we'll make another one. And you wanted to add some more details?
Yeah, yeah. All right, I'm so sorry, Allison. I'm taking much of your time, but...
Oh, not at all. You're totally fine.
Okay. Anyway, going back, regarding the Ald eruption, as of this date, according to the government, it's still in level 4 alert, means that the volcano is still active. So therefore, we received some reports that 5 cities and municipalities in Batangas, where Taal is located, are being forced evacuation. So all the residents are being forcefully evacuated from their houses and placed them in an evacuation center. So as for the record in Compassion, thank God there were no partners that were affected because of the eruption. So that's the update for now. Compassion is doing their efforts to create their own relief operations. So the goods will be sending out probably this weekend or Monday. Okay. Regarding the typhoon, the first typhoon that hit the Philippines last December, the first week of December, it was the Soy. So according to the National Disaster and Risk Reduction Management Office, there were 322 that were injured because of the typhoon. out of 7,364 that were affected, 12 people there found dead and 322 were injured. And according to the government, the damages cost 5.9 billion pesos. While in Ursula, which happened to hit the country before Christmas, that was located in Samar, there are 2,644 affected residents. So out of that number, there were 50 deaths that was recorded and 55 were missing. So according to the government, they gather all the data. It is estimated that the damages of the typhoon is around 67.2 million US dollars.